Earlier this year, a number of MPs raised concerns about claims of intimidation and harassment outside abortion clinics by protest groups and looked to introduce buffer zones. Some new research into the experience women have when encountering protesters while going to the clinics has now also been released and expresses difficulties they have encountered with those protesters. One of the campaign groups in question is Abort 67, and I've got their London coordinator, Ruth Rawlins, on the phone. Hello, Ruth.
Hi there, Heather.
So in the UK, abortion is generally seen as a woman's sexual health right and simply a medical procedure. How do you see abortion?
We see abortion as, if obviously it takes an innocent human being's life, because we know that every life begins from the point of conception. We know that's scientifically true.
How many abortions take place in the UK each year?
Each year there's around 200,000 abortions every single year.
And I went on your website and I tried to watch a video on there which actually shows aborted babies, and I actually couldn't cope with viewing it to the end. It is horrific what happens. Why is it so important to you to show images like that?
It's so important because abortion has been used by euphemisms such as women's rights and healthcare, and these don't describe what abortion really is. So we need to show the reality of abortion so people can see what abortion actually is doing, that it kills an innocent human being. And yes, the reality is horrific, and you know, it's nothing new when you look back at past social injustices. How we've had social reform is you have to first expose the injustice that's taken place. As long as it's hidden, people will be okay to go on about their lives, but only once it's exposed will people be outraged and want to call for change.
So is a public space outside an abortion clinic the best place for those images? So what about children, members of the public walking by? Is it right that they see them without being given a choice like me to switch the video off because it's just too difficult to see?
Well, first of all, we don't target children, we don't target primary schools or anything like this, but we do need members of the general public to see the reality of abortion. We do, as a matter of courtesy, we do put up warning signs on the approaches to our displays so people can avert their eyes or cross the road if they don't want to see it. But this is the reality, once again, that is going on in our nation, and people need to see the reality that's going on.
So other than showing images, what do you do outside abortion clinics?
We give out leaflets of information to show the development of the preborn child, and we chat to members of the public who are passing by to see what they think about abortion. And then the women that may be going in to have an abortion, we obviously want them to see the full facts, because the clinics inside BPAS and Mary Stopes, they're not showing the full truth of abortion. Women don't know the reality of what's going to happen to their child and even the development of where their child is at. So they talk about choice, but it's not informed choice. So we believe that these women at the very least should have an informed choice.
So in this research that's just been done, some of the women's feedback about how they've been treated by protesters was quite concerning. For example, being prevented from getting to their car and experience aggression. So has Abort 67 ever treated the women with aggression or done things like prevent women getting into a car?
No, not at all. And we would say to these people who have provided these research, they're affiliated with BPAS, the abortion providers themselves. So once again, it's, you know, it's biased research, and we'll ask them for the proof of where this is happening, because we know ourselves and the other major groups that are outside the clinics. There's a Good Counsel Network, there's 40 Days for Life, ourselves, Abort 67, and we're all there to help the woman and to help the child. And we know that none of these major groups do this type of behaviour. So we would ask these people that are making these accusations, you know, where's the proof? If this was happening, they have their own security cameras outside the clinics. That would be amazing TV. That would be amazing footage for the BBC. But they haven't, you know, provided any footage or proof of this going on. Why? Because it's not going on.
Obviously, that can be the position of an organisation, but staff, volunteers, they can have approach things differently. So is there enough vetting and training of the people who would be outside clinics to ensure things like that don't happen?
Well, yeah, I can only speak, obviously, from our organisation, Abort 67. So we, yeah, of course, we have volunteers' agreements, and we require references from our volunteers to say that we absolutely, under no circumstances, will have any violence, any rudeness. We speak to everyone with respect, and we're just there to offer information.